You have to say thank you.
Sorry. Review. Well, at this time, we really want to express our gratitude to the Community Advisory Council and other community partners who collaborated with us on this study, including QuickPack Fisheries, which is the community-based company that's providing salmon for the program. We also want to thank the University of Alaska Fairbanks for supporting travel to this conference and the Center for Alaska Native Health Research for organizing logistical support here and everywhere that we go. We also want to highlight the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Human Subjects Committee. We go through them to make sure that our work is conducted in a respectful manner to the people of the YK Delta. And finally, the study is part of a bigger grant provided by the United States Department of Agriculture, so we really want to thank them and the PI of the project, Dr. Andrea Bersaman, for all their support. So, Guyana.
Violence in this country, maybe another,
be awesome. But no.
I just had a question actually for Dr. Pete, and it was about the ACEs. So there were some interesting, you put up the slide with the X's and the lines. And there were a couple things that the survey respondents from the community that you're surveying were lower that I noticed. So it was like ACE 1, 5, and 8. What were those? Because those seem like really relevant.
So one was depressed and then EO suicide person in the home, and then five was summoned in the household and went to jail with the, and then eight was sexual contact.
So those were lower. So
then the New Mexico person.
Yeah, and have you made any sense of those sort of protective elements or the opposite of that? I mean, the opposite of having ACEs, not having specific ones?
Sure.
And what they're, how they might be associated with positive health outcomes?
Can you use the mic? Sorry, we can't hear it at all. Can you use the mic to respond? Thanks.
So the question was ACE 1, 5, and 8 were much lower in the slide that I presented. So number one was related to ACE 1 was the mentally ill suicidal person in the home. Number 5 was someone in the household who went to jail, and 8 who was someone who was sexually contacted by an adult, had sexual contact by an adult in the home. So the question was if I've looked at any of these, because they were much lower than the New Mexico BRFIS comparison group, if they might be protective factors for these same health outcomes or other health outcomes. The answer is no, we haven't looked at that. So I think that's a good idea. So thank you for that suggestion, but definitely.
In terms of food choice?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. And so, yeah, the whole premise of the program was focusing on strengths and focusing on the values around making food choices that aren't just, aren't just knowledge, but also because it's something that, what we want to really emphasize is that it's something that the kids are already involved in. There are things that the kids are already doing, and so building upon that, so they already go salmon fishing with their families and really celebrating that, because it's not that they're not making these food choices, it's just that we want them to continue to make good food choices by choosing traditional foods. So that's what we're trying to promote with the program. Yeah, thank you. Did that answer your question?
Yes, and also from the others as well, because I think yours was much more of a reinforcing, and that was really quite positive, but I think for the others, we heard quite a lot about disempowerment, whereas I think a more indigenous approach would be more holistic and resiliency-based, so if the others could respond as well.
Any other questions?
I mean, we actually included in the interviews questions about what prevented you or other people from attempting suicide. So we actually did include questions about choices of not harming oneself or taking other paths that were not these destructive paths. I think that will be more something we incorporate into the interventions that develop from this work, because I think all of those interventions will be aimed at increasing the community-based resilience. And so they will certainly work with that.
Cascade Medical Center in Anchorage had a smoking cessation program. And I was wondering if by chance you came across any reference to that. And that was the beginning of using the patch to attempt to stop smoking. I just wanted to know if by chance you came any reference, pondering any reference to that. I say that because I was a behavior change director at that time for a very short time. And but I never did find out about the results of that program and how that went, because we did have an interesting range of smokers that came for this program. There were some very young people, and then, you know, the adults, and then we had some elderly people that were trying to stop smoking. It was a nice cross-section of people.
I did find that study, and there was an evaluation done of it. Unfortunately, the loss to follow-up was remarkably high. I think the study had 600 people, and at 12 months out, they could only find like 50 of them. And so I don't think that would happen today in the Alaskan Native system, because the electronic medical records are fabulous. But in the early 1990s, that study, I saw it included in several meta-analysis, but it was always had to be removed because of the loss to follow-up on it. So, I mean, the 50 or so that they could find, there were good results, but it was not statistically significant. So, but congratulations on having done that.
There was also a comment on the presentation on salmon in school. I think that's really truly very important in terms of the attitude of people towards pride and what have you is really important. One, because of Pebble Mine in Alaska, and that's really scary. And all they're motivated by is, of course, money-making out of the gold and whatever it's there, as well as the Donlin Mine on the Kuskokwim River where I'm from, and that scares me. Because if that goes in all the limits below where Donlin is, they're going to no longer have salmon. But I'm wondering how you can also, well, if you got that information out in terms of showing the importance of salmon, I think that would really truly help get the information out to at least for people to make more comments about why fish is still important. I love that presentation, by the way, because I grew up on the Kuskokwim River, and I assure you, salmon is important, because all throughout my life, that's what I enjoy. To this day, I still try and get some salmon from the Kuskokwim River. That was really well done, by the way. Thank you.
So I'm so sorry, but we only have time for one comment.
Well, thank you for that question. I think that was the gentleman who was asking the same question. One thing that we did get feedback when we presented this back to the community and our council executives and our consortium tribes was that there is that spin of it being, you know, negative. And I think some of the governors there in attendance said that this is the stuff they needed to hear. So we also heard that, yes, it's something we need and we need to hear about. At the same time, how can we look at other modules that are within this survey? So there are positive modules in the survey. They have tribe-specific questions for them, but although every tribe doesn't have one, we might look at it, you know, with different sorts of tribes. But there are community capacity questions that look at the elder, the youth population, the sense of identity within the community. So there's some of that in there. So I think it would be worth trying to see if we could look at that analysis and do something like that. Thank you for that.
And thank you very much for being here.
to, I didn't mind for the minute, but I'll pick up the ones in the back, and I'll mention the next one, and then I'll tell them they need to go. Yeah.
You guys are getting like totally bombarded.
I guess in this case, so A's is